Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Kaylin and Eliana. Hey, guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And while you're there, you can also sign up for kid shoutouts. At the end of every story, I love to say hello to you and as many friends as I can. Well, are you guys ready for today's story about an invisibility serum? Me too. Let's go.
This is Channel 8 News, and we have a breaking report. We have unfortunately discovered that all the rainbow ice cream in town has been stolen. According to local reports, there is something very strange going on. Doors opening and closing without anyone walking through them, and video reports showing the rainbow ice cream floating away with nothing attached to them. It is believed that there's some kind of invisibility power, and the bad guys have gotten it. Stay tuned for more breaking action.
Kaylin, did you hear that report? Said Eliana. Kaylin and Eliana were at home with their family listening to this local news report. Did you hear that, Kaylin?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
It said that all the rainbow ice cream in the whole city has been stolen.
Kaylin loved rainbow ice cream, and who doesn't?
You know who is probably behind this? It's probably Dr. Stinky Breath, said Kaylin.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. It sounds really strange. They said that the rainbow ice cream is just being like floated away. Like, no one's breaking in and taking it. It's like the doors are opening and closing. They said something about invisibility and...
Invisibility? Said their mom.
Yes, Mom, do you know something about this?
Oh, no.
Yes, kids, it's about time that we talked about my secret lab.
Secret lab? You have a secret lab, Mom?
Shouted Eliana.
Shh, come with me.
Their mom led them upstairs to the very top and pointed up at the ceiling.
The attic.
Oh, that's why we never go up there, said Kaylin. I guess their mom had been running a secret lab in conjunction with the spy team and was working on some kind of invisibility serum. She was worried that maybe it got stolen. They pulled the ladder down from the ceiling, and all three of them climbed up to the attic.
All these dust and cobwebs.
Kaylin had just walked through a whole bunch of cobwebs and dust. It was very dirty up there. But as Eliana came up and their mom, the three of them, flipped the light on, and they couldn't believe their eyes.
Mom, are you serious? You really had a secret lab up here this entire time?
Yeah, I did. I've been on the spy team for a very long time, and I was under really strict orders to not let anyone know about this. Because if you would have known about this, you might have even gotten hurt.
Wow, that is crazy.
Kaylin couldn't believe it. He was looking all over the room and was just in awe. Test tubes and wires and beakers with bubbling different colors, and wow, it was amazing. Their mom checked.
Oh no.
As she was checking the locked cabinet in the back corner, it had been broken open.
This is where I had kept the most latest version of the serum. You see, I'd been working on an invisibility serum, and I put the latest version in here. It's gone.
Kaylin and Eliana looked at each other.
You see, Mom, I bet it's the purple ninjas.
You see, Dr. Stinky Breath, he's obsessed with rainbow ice cream, and he always sends his purple ninjas down to try and get it. But the news said something about the doors opening and closing without anyone walking through it.
It did?
Said their mom. yes. And this would totally make sense if they're the ones with the serum.
Oh no, what are we gonna do? Said their mom.
Well, Kaylin and Eliana looked at each other and both said, it's time for spy time.
Dun, dun, dun!
Kaylin and Eliana ran down the ladder, got to their room, and got all their spy gear. They put it on, including their jetpacks, and off they blasted. They had to start looking for clues, because that's definitely the first thing that you do. They started flying around their house to look to see how the purple ninjas could have gotten into their attic, and there it was. There was a little vent that had looked like it had a door, and it was left open. And that vent went right to their attic. It was meant for air circulation, but somehow the purple ninjas had snuck through. All right, now that we know that it's definitely them and that they came in through this way, we have to figure out where they went, and we gotta figure out how to stop them. Hey, Mom! Eliana shouted. Her mom was still in the room. Yes, honey? Do you have any kind of, like, anti-invisibility serum? Oh, yeah, it's right here. Their mom handed them a big bottle of this purple liquid. All right, well, all you have to do is whenever you find them, you just spray them with this purple liquid. That's funny that it's purple. It's kind of fitting for the purple ninjas, said Kaylin. Oh, yeah, that is pretty perfect. Well, when you get to them, you got to throw this on them, and then it will interact with the invisibility serum and make them visible again.
Oh, great.
Eliana put it in her backpack, and off they blasted. Pretty soon, it became very clear where they were headed. They could hear screaming at a local ice cream store.
Ah, it's a ghost,
somebody shouted.
Look, they're grabbing the ice cream right now.
The ice cream was floating through the air in the ice cream store, which meant the purple ninjas must be there. Kaylin and Eliana got to the door as fast as they could.
There, Kaylin, look at that, said Eliana.
The tub of rainbow ice cream was floating through the air. Well, I guess not floating. It was just being held by hands that were invisible.
All right, get the purple stuff. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I'm soaking wet. What in the world?
There he is. Get him.
Kaylin grabbed onto the purple ninja's wrist and got him with some sticky glue.
I can't move.
We got him.
Kaylin and Eliana carefully put the rainbow ice cream back down, but that purple liquid had worked. The purple ninja was back to being visible, and now he was stuck for good. They had used their super sticky glue to stick him to the ground, and it would be perfect for HQ to come and pick him up and get him for questioning.
Woohoo! Great shot, Eliana. Oh, wow. I'm so glad we were able to do that.
The whole city that afternoon was shouting for Kaylin and Eliana to be granted the keys to the city, which would mean they could eat as much ice cream as they want. I want that kind of prize. Well, I guess it's fair. Kaylin and Eliana, they're the ones that saved the day. And now, what on earth are we going to do about that invisibility serum that's still out there? I hope Dr. Stinky Breath doesn't have it. Back up in the floating blimp lab, in Dr. Stinky Breath's office, there he was.
Wa-ha-ha-ha. Well, it looks like even though they found a way to stop us from stealing the rainbow ice cream, I know that its invisibility serum will come in handy soon. All right, Purple Ninjas, let's get back to work, because we have big plans ahead. Wa-ha-ha-ha.
Great! Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Ziamara from New York, Theodore and Stella from Massachusetts, Oliver from Thunder Bay, Ontario, Michael and Otto from Orient, New York, Taylor from Arizona, Oralia from Montreal, Canada, and Oliver and Jonathan from Flagstaff, Arizona. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and honors by team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you next time. Bye!